You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You're also on the board of Armani, for instance. How are fashion, luxury fashion brands today looking at the idea of sustainability, looking at the idea of attracting younger customers, looking at deeper penetration into markets like India? China has emerged as one of the biggest luxury markets in the last few years. Do you believe that, you know, do you see India opening up perhaps as a big market as well?
I mean, we ship to India as one of our 180 markets. Definitely, there are still some barriers and constraints in terms of customs, in terms of time of delivery, and so on. So I think that the customer experience is not optimal yet. We're focused as a priority on China, because in 2018 I've done together with Richmond and Mr. Rupert, the visionary entrepreneur behind our shareholder, we've done a joint venture with Alibaba in China, and I believe that India has a huge potential. So we still need to work on it, let's put it this way, as a priority for the group, but definitely never say never.
Never say never, and we have to get you to visit India before that. But
I can wait to come to India. And my concept about India is that when I come, I would like to stay 3-4 weeks, because I have a feeling that India will be, let's say, very intense for me, and that I cannot stay for 3 days as I usually I have my trips now. So I go to Hong Kong for 24 hours. India, I think, deserves a long time.
Yes.
And in 20 years, I never had 2-3 weeks together of holidays. So now that I'm chairman, maybe I will find the time to come to India.
And yes, no longer have CEO's role to have to look after. As chairman, you perhaps can take a little bit more time off for yourself. And yes, I assure you, India will require a lot more than 24 hours. You will not be able to capture it in even a few days. You will need a few weeks to be here. But you know, since you were talking about emerging trends, what digitization and sustainability, if these are some of the mega trends that the fashion industry is learning to work its way through, what else do you believe will be the drivers of growth and will be the drivers of change?
Yeah, another big trend that we've seen, which I'm very happy to tell you the truth, and also goes back to your question about fast fashion. So my company, since 20 years, is at the opposite of fast fashion, no? Because it's like a luxury is meant to last more than just one season. But recently, especially in the last 6 months, we've seen a big increase in everything that is timeless and investment pieces. So the brands that they are doing the best are those brands with the top quality, with the most luxurious touch in terms of fabrics, not necessarily the big logos, but the brands that and the items that people can wear from generation to generation, and not only from season to season, including jewelry, watches in this category. And is the same concept of the modern artisan, that is more contemporary than ever, because in the end, using data, what the students and the artisans have spotted are these long-term trends. And it's exactly what's going on in our current trading. So the brands that are focused on that are the ones most successful.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.